Mother Church commemorates our Blessed Mother and her role as Mother of our Savior through her Immaculate Conception. While many folks today think today celebrates Jesus' conception, we actually celebrate Mary's Immaculate Conception, a title given her through the dogmatic teaching of the Church, which teaches that she was preserved from original sin and chosen by God to be the mother of our Savior. Because God chose her, predestined her for this role, she has been given the grace to be free of original sin and to be the only human being, other than her son, to live a life without sin. The greeting from the angel Gabriel in today's gospel confirms this, as God, through the messenger, has given Mary the title Full of Grace. As scholars and theologians tell us, the very fact the angel greeted her with the title Full of Grace shows that God has indeed filled her with sanctifying grace and kept her free from sin. After all, she bore God in her womb, as the Old Testament relates to us. God could not dwell in the presence of sin. Even though this dogma has been defined in relative recent history, in 1854, the truth of the Immaculate Conception has always been held by the Church. In fact, Mary confirmed this truth herself 4 years after the Church formally defined the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, when Saint Bernadette experienced the first of her apparitions of the Blessed Mother at Lourdes. She was only 14 years old at the time, and in the French society of that day, the reality that her family was very poor meant that she had no social standing. So when she tried to explain what she was seeing and having these visions of a beautiful lady in what we know today to be the grotto at Lourdes, no one believed her. At first, not even her parish priest would give any credence to her story. It wasn't until the lady that she was seeing identified herself. And then Bernadette shared that the people began to wonder. They began to think maybe there's something more to this story that this young girl is telling. Maybe this is grace-filled. Maybe there's something more. The lady in the grotto did not identify herself simply as Mary. Instead, with words that a peasant girl with little theological education at the time would have been very familiar with, she said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." And with that, Bernadette went back, told the story, and people began to believe. So now we have this solemnity, this holy day, to celebrate this great truth and gift in our Church. What does it mean for us as believers who are preparing for Christmas? Just as Mary participated fully in the plan of salvation, so too we must do the same. Mary sets for us the holy example of giving ourselves totally to God in submission to his holy will. Because Mary was born without sin, she was able to cooperate fully with his plan from the moment of her conception. For us, we are washed clean of original sin and given our own call to holiness when we were baptized. The moment when the Holy Spirit hovered over the waters with which we were baptized and infused our hearts and souls with unique grace. As much as today is about honoring Mary, it is also a calling to each one of us to follow her example in saying yes to God. For some of us, perhaps that starts with building a relationship with Mary, or building a better relationship, talking to her more often, praying the rosary, whatever it might be. The fact is, she loves us with a mother's love. And we all know a mother's love is radical, intense, and complete. And so she seeks that relationship with us as well. God is constantly sending messages to us all in all sorts of different ways, calling us to something or calling us to relationship with someone. We can look back on 2020 and see all sorts of problems. But many of the deep-seated problems of our world have been building for some time. On the one hand, we need Mary now more than ever to heal a divided world. On the other hand, we need to say yes and not sit back. We've got to cooperate like Mary did, to see opportunities where we can be true agents of change that bring about the kind of grace and peace that we long for. The hallmarks of the Advent season are joy, hope, love, and peace. Think how great life would be if those were the hallmarks of our life, and how we treated one another was based on those virtues. Perhaps that can be our Advent focus, to begin each day, each week, with praying our yes to God and discerning how we can be pillars of joy, hope, love, and peace in our families and in our community. Would it be perfect? Probably not, but I think it would be amazing. And so I'd like to leave you now with a prayer that Pope Francis wrote. He wrote it last year for today's solemnity and prayed it in Rome. His prayer goes as follows. I entrust to you all those who in this city and in the whole world are oppressed by distrust, by discouragement due to sin, those who think that for them there is no more hope, that their faults are too many and too great, and that God has no time to waste with them. I entrust them to you, because you are not only a mother, and as such you never stop loving your children, but you are also the Immaculate, full of grace, and you can reflect right into the deepest darkness a ray of light of the risen Christ. We thank you, Immaculate Mother, for reminding us that by the love of Jesus Christ, we are no longer slaves to sin, but free. Free to love each other, to help each other as brothers and sisters, even if different from us. Amen. Together now, let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate to the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. He was again on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Mindful of our privilege as sons and daughters of the Lord, and under the watchful eye of our Blessed Mother, Mary Most Holy, let us present to our Heavenly Father our needs and the needs of the whole world.
For Pope Francis, our bishops, priests, deacons, and all church leaders, that they, by their example, will show everyone that we are all adopted children of God and that our call is to praise his glory in the way we live our lives. We pray that elected officials, guided and strengthened by the Holy Spirit, serve the needs of all people. We pray that Christians everywhere make haste, like Mary, to serve the sick, the elderly, the homeless, and the poor. We pray for this community of faith, for our parish benefactors, and for all who can't be with us for worship today, that we will entrust our lives just as they are to the goodness and mercy of God. We pray for the sick and suffering, for those who are fearful and find life burdensome, especially all of who have been infected or affected by the pandemic virus, that they might be encouraged and healed by Christians who reach out to them with care and concern. We pray for Claire Marie Zagorski, for whom this Mass is being offered, and for all who have died, for all the requests in the Parish Book of Intentions, and for those unspoken prayers we hold deep in our hearts. We pray.
God of mercy, who filled Mary with grace at her conception, give us a share in that grace and hear our prayers, for we make them in faith through Christ our Lord. Pray, friends, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
And the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his church, for our good and the good of all his holy person.
Graciously accept the saving sacrifice which we offer you, O Lord, on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and grant that as we profess her on account of your prevenient grace, to be touched by any stain of sin, so through her intercession, we may be delivered from all our faults. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you preserved the most blessed Virgin Mary from all stain of original sin, so that in her and endowed with the rich fullness of your grace, you might prepare a worthy mother for your Son and signify the beginning of the church, his beautiful bride, without spot or wrinkle. She, the most pure virgin, was to bring forth a Son, the innocent Lamb who would wipe away our offenses. You placed her above all others to be for your people an advocate of grace and a model of holiness. And so, in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection till you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Jerome, our Bishop, with James and Jeffrey, our auxiliary bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, Saint Dominic, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer one another a sign of the Lord's peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Thank you. those of us who are joining from home via live stream, we now offer an act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Let us pray. May the sacrament we have received, O Lord our God, heal in us the wounds of that fault from which in a singular way you preserved Blessed Mary in her Immaculate Conception. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing.
May God, who through the childbearing of the Blessed Virgin Mary, willed in his great kindness to redeem the human race, be pleased to enrich you with his blessing.
Amen.
May you know always and everywhere the protection of her through whom you have been found worthy to receive the author of life.
Amen.
May you, who have devoutly gathered on this day, carry away with you the gifts of spiritual joys and heavenly rewards.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.